Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on RenegadeRadio.com. Also on all your podcast catchers. I especially want to give a shout out to the people. There was a big spike, Anna, this week.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And Stitcher and TuneIn. I don't know why, but thanks to all our listeners on Stitcher and TuneIn. And also everywhere, Apple, Spotify, yeah. Everywhere else. It's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And I was just talking to, you know, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hi.
But our guest is snickering because I said vegan, but we'll talk about that later. But how are you, Hannah?
I'm kind of sleepy. How are you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have a second day with that guy? Is that why you're sleeping?
No. What? Which one? Oh my God, which one? Asshead.
Asshead, yeah.
Asshead. No, I did not have a second day with Asshead.
Yet. Okay. So you went on a date with somebody else?
No.
Okay.
No, I just stayed home.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's tiring. Anyway, we got two of our favorite people. It was one that you've met before.
I have.
Yeah, very recently, actually, at our Halloween show. Mm-hmm. And one you haven't, but she's going to make you laugh. She's going to make you cry. You're going to be BFFs already. That is Irina Zara.
Hi.
Yes, you remember her. She was on with Cleve Hall. Mm-hmm. She's a belly dancer, mime, clown. She's a businesswoman. She can coach you. And because you were like, can we get one of our psychic readers on the air? I'm like, Irene does psychic reading. So this is we're gonna gaze into our future tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited because I've never done a reading on a podcast yet. So.
Oh, well, geez. I've
done plenty of readings before, just not on a podcast.
Well, here you go. I hopefully the sound waves don't interfere with what's going on in your head. Because remember last time I was like,
Maybe I should have brought my tinfoil hat.
Yes. Last time you were on, I was like, are you feeling anything? And then you're like, and then Cleve Hall busted in the door. It was great. Anyway.
That was fun.
Yeah. And somebody was also fun and one of my favorite comics. She is – you didn't come to my show at the CIA. You should have come. She is great. Very punk rock. Very, very it's funny because Carl Crew from the CIA told me, you know, you should have Mia Mars on your show because she's kind of a gothy – alternative comic, and she'd be perfect for your show, and she was, and she's very funny. Aww. And I dig her. That's Mia Mars.
Hi. Now, why were you, Hannah? Why would you ever have a second date with somebody you call Asshat?
Asshead.
Asshead. He nicknamed him Asshead, and I don't know. Maybe just because I'm stupid.
So one thing you have to know is, and hopefully this will get cleared up with the reading tonight. Mm-hmm. But Hannah has the worst taste in men.
I do not. There's people out there that have worse than me.
Name one. Well, Tina Turner, sure, but I mean, other than her, who is worse? Nicole Brown Simpson had worse taste in men than you. I'll give you that.
Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston had worse taste in men. Bobby!
Yeah, she had worse taste in men than you. But other than them, those three, I can't think of anybody.
Well, I don't go out with like drug addicts or people that beat me. They're
anymore.
Just assholes.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I get. Well, you're lucky. But I don't know. It's a long story. I don't want to jeopardize the possible second date, so I will keep quiet.
Oh, I highly doubt he's going to listen.
Okay. Oh. Well, I get a text Tuesday morning where you went out with this guy and he made you cry.
He made me cry. He just like commented on like on my physical appearance. He's kind of like blunt about it.
Then fuck him.
Exactly.
Fuck him and leave him.
And yeah, exactly. And then.
And then never call him back. I swear to God, it will make him crazy.
Oh yeah, well you know that's the way to attract a man. So that'll work if you really want him. She's like, oh, he doesn't have long hair for a change. I'm like, well. Big fucking deal. And so
I didn't say that. I said, and FYI, he's not some rainbow guy.
Oh, so he does have long hair.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's all about the hair, basically. So
he's got short hair.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're like, oh, he's not my usual metal type. He's a manther, though, I think.
Nice.
No, he's only 44.
That's a manther.
I'm 35.
At least borderline manther.
That's manther. A manther is a male cougar.
I figured panther, manther, but.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember that one little thing, the math equation for if somebody is, what is it again? It's half your age plus seven.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Muslim, how they pick their wives. You have to be half the age plus seven.
I think it's kind of a good rule because if you're like 18, the math works out and shit. Yeah.
I don't know.
So now I'm trying to do Manther math.
Manther math.
I don't want to do Manther math because yeah, this is one of our friends. That's a whole different story. So let me get off of that.
What are we doing today?
No, we're going to do our sponsors really quick because I know the conversation's really, as I expected with you two, these are two of the most outspoken people I know. Mm-hmm. They do not hold back. But
that's good.
Yeah, but we've got four sponsors, so we're going to do them real quick because last time it took forever. So we've got Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Get any book you want. Mm. Not only that, you get two Audible originals.
Ooh.
And this month they actually have, because I know... you're proud of your Jewish heritage?
Yes.
As you should be.
Yes.
There's an Audible original about, and I didn't know anything about this. Apparently in the 30s, in Newark, New Jersey, there was a rise of Nazism in the 30s, and they had, this is an Audible original, tells you all about the Jewish community in Newark that got together, and they called themselves the Minutemen, and they squashed that problem in Newark.
Oh, yeah. Same thing happened in, like, the 1920s in Ohio, and they got the Purple Gang together, and they just kicked the shit out of anti-Semites.
Yeah, and so that sounds like a really cool story. And then there's also, I mean, you can get anything you want. They got Bob Newhart interviewing comics. They have, Kate McKinnon has a fairy tale on there. It's an Audible original. They have, and I love Kate McKinnon, so that should be great. Anything. They have Alien 3. They have William Gibson wrote an alternate script. They got Lance Henriksen and Michael Biehn in the cast. Whatever you want. They've got everything. They've got a lot of books on, they've got a lot of hypnosis books, a lot of self-help books, a lot of books on meditation and things like that. So whatever you want. They've got everything from Shakespeare to smut. And that's true. So go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Do me some cooking. Now, you are not a vegan. You're very anti-vegan, I think, Mia, right?
Vegan cheese is proof that God hates us.
Okay. No. I will.
It just doesn't taste good without murder.
Au contraire. I have to take you to Doomy's Home Cooking. It's the best vegan restaurant you've ever had.
Where is it?
It's on 1253 Vine Street, right in the corner of Vaughton and Vine, where the M Bar used to be. There's also a restaurant in Toronto. Do you like chicken parmesan?
Yeah.
You like pulled pork sandwiches?
No. I'm Jewish.
Shrimp. Oh, that's right. I forgot. No, these you can eat. These you can eat. Yes. They're vegan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the burritos, the tacos, the nachos were voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A., though the only one without meat. They have shrimp po' boys.
Hmm.
All vegan. Fun fries.
Mm-hmm.
12, Irene, you know, doing some cooking. How great is it?
It's wonderful. It's like all the comfort food that you might enjoy just made plant-based.
Yeah. Right.
And now they have milkshakes, you know.
Oh, plant-based. Vegan milkshakes. Yeah. 1253 Vine Street in Hollywood, also Toronto, Canada. And Hustler Hollywood is sponsoring our show now,
they
too.
They sure are.
Woohoo!
So go get some lingerie, some sex toys. I the last couple of shows that we had porn stars, so I asked them what their favorite vibrator was. I don't know if I want to...
I used to write for Hustler. Go ahead.
Okay, what's your favorite vibrator?
Just Hitachi magic wand.
Yeah.
Basic bitch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You go along with that, Irene, or you got something different in mind?
Sure.
Rabbit? What do you got?
I don't know. So my best friend and I work the door at the Alt Porn Awards every year.
Okay.
And we often get like a pretty big swag bag. And
so you don't need to go to Hustler.
Yeah. Like sometimes we... Like, probably a few years ago, we got, you know, bags with, like, the real, real good stuff.
Yeah, no, I...
It's funny because I was getting a tension headache today, and I literally whipped it out. I was like, I know I'm getting old because I'm using this as a shoulder massager.
Oh, yeah, when you use your massager as an actual massager,
yeah.
Man.
That's great. That reminds me, I still have an auto blow from the AVN Awards a couple years ago. But that's nothing. That's neither here nor there. Go to, because I love going to the Hustler store in Hollywood, not only for the sex toys, but lingerie. They've got cool shirts.
Buy all my socks there.
Yeah, they got great gifts. And all of that you can get online now at hustlerhollywood.com. And if you're watching the show on YouTube or listening to it, check out the description because there is a code there. You get 20% off your purchase. And also Spy Associates is our last sponsor. This was a surprise to Hannah last week, even though I told her. Spy Associates, they have cameras and smoke detectors. They have GPS trackers. They have bug detectors. Everything you need to either spy on people or see if you're getting spied on.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they got a lot of crazy, cool gadgets. I was on there. I was like, man, I would love to get that. And, you know, I just, but nobody's actually stalking me, so I don't really need it. But if you want to be safe or, you know, you want to stalk somebody, go to spyassociates.com. You get 20% off any order over $299. No, I'm kidding, but they do have really cool gadgets. You got to check it out. They've got a lot of great stuff. I just, we're trying to do this really fast, so I don't have all the, next week I'm going to detail all the stuff they have, and that'll take an hour. Anyway, Mia.
Yes.
Mia Mars, I'm so glad that Carl told me about you.
Aww.
Because you're very funny.
Thank you.
And you're funny. It's. I don't know if this is going to be, I don't take this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But you're aggressive like a man.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yes.
You don't take that the wrong way.
No.
Because we had Angie Crum here, who is very aggressive, very funny, very dirty, but she's still a woman on stage. You really hit the audience hard, and especially our last show, which I thought you had a great set. I liked the whole lineup because everybody was so different. And you just came out and you just like annihilated the crowd with your serial killer talk.
I love the serial killer bit. I need to retire it, but I like it too much. It's the perfect crowd opener, crowd closer.
Well, see, now you've got Hannah's
attention. Yeah, I want to hear that.
Well, you guys talk about serial killers. Who's your favorite serial killer?
Me?
Yeah.
Richard Ramirez.
Oh, you're either. Oh, yes, yeah. I was going to say, my little joke goes, if someone says Richard Ramirez, you're either from L.A., you're Latino, or you're a metalhead.
Yeah.
Although if somebody says a Night Stalker, there's two Night Stalkers.
Oh, yeah. The new one that we don't know anything about.
Because I said Night Stalker. Oh, by the way, Richard Ramirez is the guy you went out with last week. But
No.
I don't know. You would if he got out of prison.
No, he's dead.
Was he? Okay, I don't know. See, you know that. I don't know that.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez is dead. So many women wanted to fuck him that he had his own stationery.
Really?
Yeah, to write people out of prison for.
Like who designed the stationery?
I don't know. But he had his own stationery.
Wow, the Richard Ramirez stationery.
Yes.
See, now you can...
It said Night Stalker on it in blue letters at the top, and then, you know, he got laid.
You could sell that now, like, you know, Spencer's Gifts or, like, you know, Hustler Hollywood or something.
Sounds like something that would be at the Museum of Death.
That's true. I'm with her on that.
Could be. Well, yeah. Whatever. That's I gotta note to self, Night Stalker stationery. I'll get your gut. I was surprised to find out about you because you have such a punk aesthetic, kind of grungy, that you grew up rich.
Yeah. I grew up, you know, comfortable. My dad didn't really start flashing his cash until after he divorced my mom when I was like, I don't know. But yeah, I just grew up in a big house and acted middle class.
Wow, and we had a writer's...
It was, don't tell people you're rich. What the fuck? Because then you're not going to make real friends.
Right.
That's why everybody is so surprised when they realize that. Cause...
Yes. We had Writer Sky on last week, and her father had an unusual job. He made he made dinosaurs for museums.
Really?
And I thought that was an unusual job, but tell Irene and Hannah what your dad does for a living, or what he did for a living.
He made mannequins for a living.
Well, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man, a factory in Watts. And there were just stray dogs running around. Sometimes we'd feed them. Sometimes we wouldn't. Sometimes we'd bring them in. There was a roach coach every, like, day.
Mm-hmm. So he would commute from Playa del Rey to Watts and back?
Yeah. Just down the 105. And he had a mannequin in the driver's seat, in the passenger seat. I'm sorry. His name was Sydney. He was just
lane?
Like a half. Yeah, just for the carpool lane. He was just half of a mannequin, like, nailed to a board, holding a fake cell phone. And then...
Brilliant.
That was Sydney. He was the most stable man in my life.
Did he ever get pulled over, your dad, with Sydney?
Once upon a time, there were these cops that showed up at the restaurant, noticed that, you know, he was getting into the car with Sydney in the front seat. And they stopped him and said, the fuck's this shit? My dad also used to be a lawyer before he made mannequins, so he managed to talk his way out of it, saying, I got a 5-year-old kid. She always wants to sit in the front seat. And I say, no, Sydney's in the front seat.
Oh, that's a good one.
And they're like, you can't drive that in the carpool lane. Yeah, but you have no proof that I do. And they left him alone.
Well, they had to. There's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing they can do about it.
That's great. Your dad's brilliant.
Oh, he's hilarious, and he has no idea why sometimes.
Well.
But, you know when he's the funniest is when he's making fun of me.
Oh, give us an example of that.
Oh, God. This is actually one of my old jokes, but it's so true and so funny. My dad really wants to marry me off very badly to a nice Jewish boy, and my dad said, hey, I've got a friend who's got a kid. Maybe we could get a dowry going.
Right.
Like, Dad, you can't sell me anymore. It's not the 1800s. He said, I'm not selling you, I'm buying him.
That's funny. You say that, but you do a lot of self, and this I get in trouble for this myself. You do a lot of self-deprecating jokes in your act.
Yeah.
But you're a beautiful woman.
Actually, I have body dysmorphic disorder, so that makes it weird, and I'm a little face blind, and I will pick at my face until it scabs over because I see blackheads that nobody else does.
That's so.
But yeah, I don't know. My body's been through a lot of changes. I've had a breast reduction, and then I had like my stomach stapled.
Right.
And now I like that. Look like this. So I've got some weird body image issues.
So that's the weird thing. You had a breast reduction and then a gastric sleeve.
Yes. I got in a really shitty relationship.
Sounds like it. Was he Jewish?
No.
Oh.
They're never Jewish.
That's it, yeah.
They are never Jewish.
You need a nice Jewish belly.
Yeah. That's what
you're not
ask Irina.
You're not attracted to Jewish men. That's what it is.
I'm attracted to tall, skinny, willowy men. Like,
there's no Jewish guys like that.
No, there aren't. Also, I hate beards. I hate mustaches.
All right.
I hate chest hair.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, God.
I hate hairy men.
I'd rather have back hair than chest hair.
That way you can't really see it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't rub up against your face because I'm 4'11", and that shit gives me acne.
5'3", I get it.
Irene, your thoughts on hair?
I am not particularly discriminating when it comes to body hair. And I've dated individuals quite across the spectrum with that, so.
All right.
Meh.
Okay. All right. Paul and I were just about to leave the room, but... Really? So, I guess I was going to say, I've seen tall Jewish guys, skinny.
Where are they?
They're around.
They're not a temple. I've been checking.
Okay. Well, I don't know about temple, but they're definitely at the Laugh Factory a couple sometimes. I do see that, which is your father. That's how you get started comedy.
I started off as an intern, and then, yeah.
But he did mannequins for the Laugh Factory.
He did. My dad made these mannequins for the Laugh Factory because they were opening up a shop in Long Beach. And
right.
They just said, well, we need some wax figures for some weird fucking reason.
What is like wax figures of like comedians?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg and people.
Right.
Rodney Dangerfield, yeah. Jerry Lewis.
I've seen those. Those are good.
They're not bad. Some of them look really good. Some of them don't.
Yeah, that's the way it always is.
It always
did you see, like, was the Nicki Minaj thing that they did in Frederick? It was like the Wax Museum, and it's the worst. Yeah, they had a whole thing on the it broke the internet because they Madame Tussauds did like a Nicki Minaj, and it looked like me. It was really it didn't look good. But but he was friends with Jamie Masada.
That's how they became friends because they're like, hey, you're
he's a skinny Jewish guy.
Ew.
Hey, buddy, come here.
Mark's always playing. Hey,
he's buddy. Also married. And
hey, buddy.
No. Ugh.
Paul's been a Laugh also Factory. Hey, buddy, let me tell you about your act. Let me tell you how you do this, how you do this act that you're doing right now. I'm going to tell you. Do your Jamie. You do a Jamie.
Not really, no. It sounds more like, buddy, you can't do this. I don't know.
Good.
I'm
good.
Not good at accents because I always slip into my grandpa, you know?
Yeah. No, I love Jamie. Jamie is...
He's a generous man.
He's a great guy. But I remember one time I did it. He's like, hey, buddy, let me tell you what you do, okay? Here's how we get you on TV. And we want to get you on TV, okay? I don't want you... It was funny. He's like, I don't want you to be, you know, just doing the clubs. I think you should be on TV. I don't want you to be like... I don't know, somebody. And he's like, okay, so you do the act and you're kind of fat, you're kind of not attractive, and you don't get laid, and so basically I want you to
be Rodney Dangerfield.
No, do this one joke. I like the joke. You pause. You do a 1, 2, 3, and you say
this.
I came in my pants. You want me to go on stage and say I came in my pants today? No, something like that. So that was the advice I got from Jamie. I love Jamie, though. Next time you see Jamie, tell him I said hi.
All right. I don't think he'll remember who you are.
I don't think so either. But
he barely remembers who I am. He calls me Maya.
That's close.
So everyone's like, oh, you got the hookup. No, I don't.
And let me tell you
something. No, I don't. I have the opposite of the hookup. I am so close.
Maya, let me tell you about it. You got the hookup.
Maya Levy, ladies and gentlemen.
Maya Levy.
No.
I'll tell you, the Laugh Factory, Hollywood, and the Ice House are my two favorite clubs. You cannot bomb at either club. If you've been doing it for a certain period of time, yes, if it's your first time, okay. But if you've been doing it for 6 months or a year, and you bomb at the Ice House, you bomb at the Laugh Factory,
quit.
Because I was at the Ice House last night, and my friend's like, you never played the Ice House. I was like, so easy. I'm like, I know. And he's like, and same thing with Laugh Factory. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's just both those clubs are just set up for comedy. Now, Comedy Store, anything can happen. You could get shot there. Improv, you could get a crowd that doesn't get you or two. But Laugh Factory and Improv, I love. Or Ice House, I love them.
I think it has something to do with the setup of the room.
Yes.
The Laugh Factory is more, not intimate, but it's the shape of the room, really.
Yeah.
Same with the Ice House. It's dark as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's focused on the stage. It's not too big. What did Dimitri Martin say? The best places for comedy are the worst places for a fire.
Right.
They're like made out of wood, or they're downstairs. There's no fire alarms. It's like brick. You can't get out. It's in a basement.
Basement clubs are fun.
Yeah, I always like being in basements.
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy. You're like, basements clubs are fun.
No, they're fun. No, I did the weirdest show in New York in a basement club. It was like you had to go down, and it was like they had drag queens, they had Jell-O wrestling. It was the craziest show I ever
Jell-O
done.
Jell-O wrestling.
It was so much fun. But anyway, so that's how you – so I digress so much. But that's how you started doing comedy at the Laugh Factory, which is a very bright club.
Well, I started doing it because Jamie heard that I had a radio station, and they're like, you want to be our intern? I'm like, okay. And then one day he heard me just joking around with some other people, and he said, you're going to walk Coffee Bean with me. Come, walk. And he said, I'm going to put you on stage, and I'm not going to pay you until you do. I'm like, ah, fuck.
He's not going to pay you to do work until you...
I'm not going to pay you for the internship until you go on
stage.
It's
a labor violation. It's against the law, but I'm not going to pay you until you go on stage.
Yeah, I believed it because my dad had money and he knew I didn't need it.
Right.
yeah, so.
And
that's kind of how it started, and I didn't really get worked up and ready for comedy. I, you know, but still at school, and I guess I tried to be, you know, I don't know. I didn't have my head in the game. I was depressed, and
right.
I don't know. I finally got my shit together in like 2016.
Glad to hear it.
And really fucking like dug my nose to the grindstone in 2016, 2017-ish.
And now hashtag Mia fucking Mars on Instagram.
Yep.
You know, the last time you saw me without makeup?
I didn't recognize you.
No, it's funny because you remember Jay Nihilus Jello, who we have had on the show?
I'm better with faces.
He's a chubby comic, and uh-huh. He was in a lot of weird like B movies, and he was a wrestler and all sorts of things.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to his birthday party, and it's funny because I think he was on stage, and I went up to Mia. I'm like, "Hi, Mia." He's like, "Oh, happy birthday, Jello." I'm like, "I'm not Jello."
Yeah, I told you I'm a little face blind.
Yeah.
I have trouble recognizing people's faces sometimes. I don't like to pay attention to who I'm talking to.
Apparently.
No, I don't like it. It's about me. No.
You're a comedian.
I think it's just easier for me to talk when I forget that there's a soul and a thing with a name and family and shit.
That makes sense.
And the sad part is Jello's on stage and he does his whole act about how he has this big crush on Mia.
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, he totally did.
Uh-oh.
It was so, and you were like, oh no, this is not the, I mean, and it was sweet, but it wasn't the time or the place.
Dude, who the fuck is Jell-O again?
He's a guy who apparently looks like me. I don't know, but you know Jell-O.
Maybe.
All right, we'll show you guys a picture after the show.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Like, Jay Niles, Jell-O. The name sounds familiar, but like, I cannot place the face.
Right. So
right now.
Yeah.
No, faces suck. People are hard. Names are hard.
Speaking of faces, Irene, since you've been in the goth scene forever, back me up.
Okay.
Little Susie Sue here?
Yeah, I can see it.
I love Susie Sue.
I can definitely see that, yeah.
She's on. First time I booked her, she's on stage like, yeah, I hate my face. I'm like, you look like Susie. You've got a beautiful face.
I have a deformed jaw and the bulldog across my forehead.
That's nothing wrong with that.
The deformed jaw part kind of sucks. I have a very bad overbite.
Okay. It doesn't look bad to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I always feel like I look like, I don't know, it's skeleton that could just its jaw out.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable now. Let's change the subject.
Because we're talking about how you're attractive.
Yes.
More attractive.
I understand. Well, Irene knows she's attractive. She doesn't. It doesn't matter. Irene, she's a belly dancer. She's a burlesque dancer. She coaches people as far as businesses. And you have been doing the tarot cards all over the underworld and the goth scene for how long?
Yes. Gosh, I've been doing it professionally since I think 2011.
Okay, wow. Yeah, because you did I met you in 2008, and then
was it really that long?
It was that long ago. We're both old, yeah.
Wow.
At a goth club at an Indian restaurant, but we told that story last time.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Goth club in an Indian restaurant?
Yeah, we told that story last time.
Oh, yeah, because I went to that Asian place.
Okay.
We were talking about that.
All right, that has nothing to do with what I was saying, but okay. No, so and we were hanging out, and just all of a sudden, I'm like, Lady Aquamarine. Now, how did you come up with the name?
I don't know. I really like the color. That's pretty much it. And I didn't feel like, see, look, this is kind of aquamarine colored. Oh, I am pretty. Showing a stone on a necklace.
Yes.
I just kind of like the color and, you know, didn't feel like using my government name.
Now, have you always been, are you skeptical about psychics or you believe? Or some, or do you believe some and not others?
I believe in tarot cards. I think that shit's real. I have some of my own.
Oh, okay.
Tarot cards. I like to mess with them too, but I always have to have the little book with me, so it takes forever because I want to get the most accurate reading. But for a while when I worked at the Laugh Factory, there was somebody that was trying to find a different job, and they're like, which one should I apply to? Or which one do you think I'm going to hear back from? I'm like, I see finance and money, and like this card means money, and she ended up getting a financial job at Warner Brothers. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
I always wonder why the cards? If you're getting a psychic, why the cards?
It's a place to focus.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some intuitive people can literally do this by sitting there and looking into a person's eyes.
Right.
And, you know, one of the other methodologies I was talking to you about is like taking this glitch app on my phone and arbitrarily, like with the client I'm sitting with, choosing a bunch of filters
and then
having them talk. And, you know, I film them for a few seconds and they tell me what they want information on. And then I just sit there with this little like glitched out video clip. Kind of, it's called scrying, but basically looking to see the energetic information in this image.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it works? It's like Snapchat filters, like tell you the future?
Not quite. I mean, it doesn't engage with those specific like graphic filters on Snapchat.
Okay.
It's more like the ones on this app are more like it looks like old videotapes and stuff like that. But yeah.
I was going to say like, I see a dog's nose in your future. Like, cat whiskers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've I've
although you can do that too. So.
I'm sure you can. Yeah. I've delayed this long enough, Hannah.
Okay.
Do you want to do the and what did you call it with the video?
Okay. Well, I've called it basically like a glitch reading. My special name for it was like a quote unquote cyberpunk style reading. Just because it's, you know, it turned 2020 and I was like, okay, we're in the future now. And like a lot of people I know were doing like this going with the 1920s aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I felt like immediately that got a little bit cliched, but like, I was like, no, you know, we're, you know, Blade Runner took place in like late 2019.
Right,
like,
right.
We have this notion of
we're
the future
past Blade
going.
Runner. Yeah.
We should have flying cars. Instead, we have rideshare apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the Jensens. It's something. Yeah. Although
it's 1984, cool. Not 2020.
Yeah, we're regressing now. Well, steampunk's gonna make a big comeback in 2020, I guess.
It is.
With 1920s or
I think the 1920s are going to be popular again. I feel like, damn it, I'd like the 1920s before this shit.
Yeah,
I love Clarabelle.
Right,
exactly.
And
oh my god, I have a giant picture of her in my bathroom right by where I do my makeup every morning.
Silent movie star face.
Mm-hmm. If I could be Clarabelle.
So anyway, did you want a cyberpunk reading first?
No.
Or would you like a tarot card reading?
I'll go with the tarot card.
I'm going to do this.
That's so 20th century.
All right. So which color deck do you want to use? They're regular card decks, by the way.
I'll go with blue.
Okay. And is there anything specific you want to ask about? I know that Mark was bringing up.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's ask about relationship. What, asshead? What do you call him?
No, not specific to asshead, but how about your love life?
Yeah, let's see what's going on with that.
Okay, sounds good.
So I'm hoping asshead is not in the future for you. Any guy who makes you cry is not my friend.
All right, so do me a quick favor. Uh-huh. Take the hand that you write with, hover it over the deck for about 5 seconds, and then I'll pull your cards. Thank you.
So you've never done one over a podcast before?
Ew.
Mm.
Think that'll affect it or nah?
I know, she's got blackjack now.
Right?
No, it's 20.
Okay, so the first card that comes up here is the King of Spades. And I don't know if you know much about the regular tarot suits, but typically the suit of spades, if you're using a regular playing card deck, I personally, although this might vary, I associate it with the suit of swords.
Okay.
So this is showing me that you have been on a quest specifically for a partner who really matches your intellectual level.
Yes.
That's extremely important. That's a huge priority to you. So it's interesting because, you know, I see this person, this energy looking back at you. So I don't know if at any point sometime recently you may have had that person in your life, but decided to take some distance from them. That seems like it's possible from this card. And that's fine. You know, I mean, we're all entitled to the boundaries that we think that we need. But it seems actually that their energy is kind of pretty, at least from one individual, their energy is still pretty intent on you. It's still pretty focused on you. And there is definitely some good potential as far as the intellectual match that you were looking for with that. With the Three of Clubs here, I am seeing that this is actually kind of relating. It seems to be relating to your circle of friends. So it's interesting because we said relationship, but sometimes the information comes up as to like how we approach connections in general or friendships in general. So this is kind of showing me that sort of related to the energy here with the King of Spades, like you've also or are right now kind of going through this phase of like contracting down the circle of people who you consider very close to you.
Yeah.
So it's another phase of kind of releasing what may not or who may not be serving your bigger goals right now with that. So, you know, just remember within that to allow yourself the understanding of what that involves and really let go if you need to let those people go. Okay. And just understand that things may feel like you don't have as many people to reach out to maybe for a while, but that will probably shift again.
Okay.
With the Seven of Spades, I am seeing this as like potentially a lot of, it's funny again, because you said relationships. So I see this as intersecting with some professional opportunities for your professional interests with you. So first of all, I think it's kind of another priority for you that this individual, if you're seeking somebody to be involved with, is kind of in your line of interests and work as well. And I'm seeing a moment here where like you're going to have the opportunity to be in a space or be at an event where like you'll be interacting with a lot of people like this. So that may potentially bring, I would say at first, some social connections crossing your path. Whether or not that grows into something more with anybody will be a matter of the energy you decide to apply there. But definitely, you know, it looks like event or several event specific, you're going to have the opportunity to cross paths with a number of people where you do feel some like really substantial connection, and there may be further opportunity to connect from there.
Either the rainbow or a machine head show.
So optimistic, Mark.
Well, that's your interest.
No, it's not. When was the last time I was at the rainbow?
I don't know. It's anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. She's the expert, not me. I'm just
or sinister if you ever go again and manage to pay for parking.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it as far as the basic information I see here, you know. With this situation back here, it kind of, yeah, it does look like to a certain extent you chose to let, you know, potential connection draw a very big boundary between you and that person. And they may still be carrying around some feelings about it.
Okay.
I'm kind of like being pulled into the card
in
that way. And
that's the most recent one, right?
Yeah. Past. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It totally just, you know, he went across a couple of boundaries that were not okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, you definitely have the right to set down better ones if you feel that that's not being respected. Yeah, definitely. For sure. But yeah, so basically that, and then some shifts to kind of more of a friendship related circle going on with you. And then some social / professional stuff coming up that may give you the opportunity to make some newer connections.
I like this.
And maybe pursue something.
Yeah.
Any Manthor energy you picking up?
I mean, I don't know if that's what's going on here, but it's more like very like emotionally all over the place masculine energy.
He's very intense. He's a very intense individual.
You've read Hannah to a T then.
You did. Yeah.
but wait a second. Now, how is the cyberpunk reading different from what you just said?
Well, it doesn't, it just involves like me taking a short video and choosing a bunch of filters through the app. So it's completely different. It doesn't involve cards.
Are you up for that, Anna? You want to do that?
Sure.
Can you do that? Is it going to be a different thing, or did you want her to ask another question, or?
It's really up to you. I mean, we could do it as an expansion on.
I'll take an expansion.
What I just did. Okay. Or we could ask about something else. It's up to you. So yeah, let me take a second to open up.
Is the filters like reading auras or something?
Yeah, it's honestly kind of similar to that principle, yeah. Okay, so let me make sure I have the correct app.
Okay, then I'll buy it.
Yeah.
At first I'm like, filters, what?
And okay, so the process begins where essentially about 5 or 6 times through, we do a roulette of me picking the filters first.
Okay.
Where I'm going to say the word go, and I'm going to start to flip through each filter on this particular aspect of the filtering. And when you feel that it's correct, you tell me stop.
Okay.
So it's one of those, like, when it comes to you, just tell me stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So first filter, this one kind of replicates like different analog cameras.
Okay.
Go.
Stop.
Okay. Next one, this involves some more like glitching effects and 3D visual type things. Go.
Stop.
Okay. Next one is going to be some, next couple are going to be choosing some light leak filters.
Okay.
Go.
Stop.
Okay. Same thing, light leak filters, go.
Stop.
Okay. And the final one I'm going to choose for you mm-hmm. involves putting these kind of like vintagey old film reel fake dust specks
okay.
on the film and seeing what comes out of that. So go.
Stop.
Okay. Cool. So I have your filter chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And I am now going to put it on a video record.
Okay.
And I'm going to say rolling. And mm-hmm. once I say rolling, I would like you to, just for like a couple of sentences, mm-hmm. Reiterate to me what you would like some more information about.
Okay.
Okay? So rolling.
I would like an expansion on my love life, career, and friendships.
Okay. And it played a commercial.
Does that mean I'm going to have sponsors? Like yeah.
Sure.
Brought to you by the Hustler Store.
Right? Let's interpret it that way. Okay. So I'm taking a look here. Just give me a few seconds mm-hmm. to kind of take it in for a moment. So one thing that comes through for me very kind of obviously from this footage is you are at heart connected to kind of your core values are sort of, I guess it's hard for me to find a term that sounds kind of not trying to pass a judgment on this, but mm-hmm. some people might call it kind of classical or old fashioned values as mm-hmm. far as when it comes to like friendships, relationships, career, stuff like that. But you have a really strong sense within yourself of those core values. Mm-hmm. I think some things that you're coming across are just some folks who are not necessarily in alignment with those priorities. Mm-hmm. I think that's been a big phase that you've been processing through yep. in your recent life. And so, you know, this particular imagery is reminding me to remind you, like, keep that at your center. Keep checking back in with how much of a priority those things are for you.
Okay.
And things will continue to unfold in a way that are, you know, that's really strong for you. You have a lot of strong kind of outgoing friendship, social energy. You have kind of a personality that puts people at ease socially without, you know, it being like a pushover type mm-hmm. thing. Like it's interesting because it's like it comes from a sense of connection, but it's that community-based connection that's important to you very mm-hmm. strongly. And you tend to just have like a very friendly personality. I see like, you know, a lot of like yellow and pink and white ended up through your filter. And
go figure.
Yeah. And so it's very, you know, generally, even though kind of maybe the social scene where you hang out may kind of explore other things,
yeah.
like it's upbeat, it's friendly, it's mm-hmm. light, it's very authentically outgoing that you have access to all this. And you know, like I said, you're centered in your alignment with your values most of the time, and you have a strong connection to those core values. And like, you prioritize connection and friendship, I think, in a way that maybe other people you've been coming across don't center in the mm-hmm. same way.
Yeah, and I have particular people that are coming to mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's coming through particularly strongly here as well. There's also like a really interesting and cool kind of balance of like masculine and feminine energy in mm-hmm. your life. Like maybe that's, you know, where some of the heavy metal comes in,
yeah.
trying to balance that energy. And again, that's not a judgment call. Uh-huh. I think that's actually just an act of like seeking balance mm-hmm. because it's important to fulfill those sides of ourselves and mm-hmm. balance the light and the dark, the yeah. receptive and the giving, mm-hmm. all those types of qualities. So, you know, that's another thing that comes through strongly in this. And I think it's something that when people get past your very welcoming mm-hmm. vibe going into it, they're like, oh, but I wasn't, you know, necessarily expecting this like balance of masculine and feminine, and I wasn't I was expecting like receptivity and like putting up with my shit, but mm-hmm. but that's not what's happening. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, this person has boundaries.
Yeah.
So that comes through very strongly as well, and you've also always had a sense of kind of being a little wise beyond your years. Mm-hmm. And you carry around that around in a very mature way. So I think part of what like you're going forward seeking now is seeking folks like on really all the levels you described to me, so mm-hmm. like career, friendship, and relationship, who are on par with the space that you're holding,
mm-hmm.
and prioritizing kind of that litmus test of, are they in alignment with this, or is this an energy that I used to hold, or a person I used to be but that's not me anymore,
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that'll be at the core of like your ability to put all this in place.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does a lot.
It was a little more of a personality type yeah. reading, but I got a lot about that coming mm-hmm. through.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So is she gonna have a nice, fiery, passionate relationship this year?
I think we learned career. Relationships are important to her.
Yes.
Well, I knew that.
Yes.
You're not sure.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to answer the question, is this person going to have a fill-in-the-blank relationship? Because yeah. a lot of that is based on people's free will choices. And like right. I was saying, you know, if somebody steps up and is able to match you and all those personality things I was describing about you.
And respect your boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. You know.
And by yeah. the way, since you're psychic and since I threw Jell over the bus earlier... did you sense when I had this mad crush on you?
I don't think that involved sensing. I think it's just obvious.
That's what I thought. Okay. Anyway, so me
and didn't you do like a bit about like witchy goth people with pale skin and tattoos?
No, I always. That's my type. But plus, I dated a witch. I think that's what you were thinking of.
Yes, yes.
But it wasn't.
Yes.
I wasn't talking about you. I never dated you.
I wasn't assuming that. But yeah. I mean, when I went to one of your shows and heard that bit,
yeah.
that further like
yeah.
made me suspect
right,
something.
Right. Right. Plus the yeah, plus that, you know, the way I look at you, the admiring eyes that I have, I literally
crazy blues.
No, yeah, when I get a crush on a girl, it's so obvious, like my eyes pop out of my head. It's crazy. Anyway, so do you want to switch and have Mia do a reading?
Let's do it.
Don't forget your booster chair, Mia. You're 4'11".
I am.
Yeah, my scarf was 4'11".
Not much difference.
She could leave the booster.
Yeah. Well, you can sit there. Oh, I guess you can. You can see you there. Just it was this seat when you couldn't see it. Okay. All right. No high chairs back there. No. Okay.
Do we need it?
Oh, so what happened with sound?
1 second.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wait, I had a feeling that.
Hold on 1 second, because the sound just went out.
All right. I knew I was gonna do that.
Sounds good, just the headphones.
Oh, it's the headphones. Okay. Okay. Well.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Now I can hear. Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, I can't hear shit.
Really? Still? Can you hear now?
No.
Okay. Is there something? Yeah. What's going on there? Oh, jeez. And by the way, while you're doing that, I thought the funniest thing was like right when you started the reading when Paul took a big hit and started like choking and practically vomited in the bathroom.
Can I have another hit before my reading? That'll make it super special.
That's good, that's good shit.
But, thank you, Paul, for letting me fiend off you.
Of course. So anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if any of this is going on, but let me ask Irene now. Why do you use playing cards instead of tarot cards?
Okay, so really long story short, I mean, it's a thing that not many people do.
You're a degenerate gambler, or what?
Well, okay, so traditionally in Europe, if you go to get a tarot reading from a Romani person, and, you know, fortune telling is kind of the thing of their people, of their group of people, at least in Europe, playing cards are used. I am not entirely certain why that is. I myself am not ethnically Romani, but I heard about this because my family is from Romania. So when they would go get readings when they were younger and living in Romania, it would be from the Romani people who, like I said, use playing cards. And again, I don't know exactly why that is. Part of me suspects it's because, like, if the cops bust in and raid you or somebody is bugging you about fortune telling or something, you can just say, oh, you know, I'm playing with cards or whatever.
Okay.
Also, less stuff to schlep.
Exactly. So
it's got to get boring on the horse and buggy.
Yes. It could be any number of things. I'm not going to speculate, but but yeah, so I heard about this for a very long time. I'd had the hope that somebody would teach me how to do it. And I really could not, you know, find anyone to teach me how to do it. So I just kind of started messing around with it myself after using tarot decks for years and years and years. And it became kind of the thing that set me apart from some other readers. I mean, right. There certainly are others, you know, in the area who can do it, mm-hmm. But it's not as common.
So. Right. Okay. So do you want to do a cyber reading? Do you want to do a card reading? What
I
do you want to do?
I would love to do a card reading.
Okay, cool. Do you have a preference, blue or red deck?
Red.
Lovely. Also my favorite color. One of my favorite colors. All right.
Let me guess, black is one of the other ones?
Sure.
Okay. Aquamarine.
That's who?
That's another one. All right. So I'm going to shuffle really quickly here. And then go ahead and do me a favor. Just like Hannah did, take the hand that you write with. Yes, hover it over for about 5 seconds. Thank you. And what did you want some more information on?
I'm going to be more specific. Tell me about my soulmate.
Ooh.
All right. That's always fun. Because sometimes you run into a soulmate and that relationship ends up being horrendous. All right. This is a great lead in, right? Yeah, I'm seeing, I wish, I don't, not everybody can see her face here.
Did we shuffle?
I did, yes, okay. I did shuffle. Okay, so this is interesting. This is very strong. The first card you had come up was the Two of Diamonds. In the playing card suits, diamonds are similar to pentacles.
But you use something different, right?
What do you mean exactly?
Well, you said with spades, you use them as swords.
Yes, correct. So, but I'm talking about the Two of Diamonds right now. So the diamonds correspond to pentacles, typically. So in this case, I think it is talking about the fact that it is very possible and or likely that you have crossed paths or will cross paths with this person in this in our current physical reality. So that is kind of your step one of an answer to tell me about my soulmate is it is very strongly possible that you have or will cross paths.
That's
with
cool.
This person.
What if I already have?
Like I said, that's very possible because, you know, sometimes when I get a question like that, the timeline of it is like really kind of floaty because it's not particularly specific. And given the fact that when I do the 3-card layout, the first card I pull is typically a time that has passed already. Maybe you already have. It is quite possible. But, you know, sometimes it can be the kind of thing where it's like that person is super peripheral in our lives, but they're still there, or like it would be somebody we haven't even thought of who it was because we haven't drawn them like closer to us.
Could be sitting to your left. just possible.
You're too old for me.
I know, Manther.
Manthertastic. So your next card, you also happen to get the King of Spades. I guess I did. Perhaps I did not shuffle as well because you got the.
That's why I
got the last two cards. But I can still do a read on them for you. So
let's do it.
But yeah, for those of you who cannot see this visually, I pulled the last two cards for Mia, a couple of which were also in Hannah's reading. But I think it still makes sense.
Maybe you'll be dating the same guy.
I don't think so.
A Jewish metalhead.
Now, with the king,
but he's gonna be okay with that.
I just thought to myself, would he be vegan?
I'm like, what would he look like?
I'm like, what does he eat?
With the king of spades, specific to your situation, I would actually say look for somebody who is older than you. Shut up. No piping up.
I don't do comedians. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But yes, for your reading, very specifically, it seems to kind of be coming up. Look for somebody who is older than you, certainly on an energetic level. So that doesn't always correspond to physical age. I do think in your case, it's very possible that they're also chronologically older than you.
All right. So either an old soul or an older body.
Or both of the above.
Jamie Masada? I don't know. I'm trying to help this along. Go ahead. Hey, bud. No, go ahead.
If you're a woman, it's sweetie.
All right. And I decided to pull one more card for clarification here as well. Interestingly enough, though, this card is saying nearly the same thing it was saying for Hannah about your life, which is that it is very likely that this individual will be involved in your field of interest.
So comedy or art?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And like I said, I pulled one more additional card for clarification here. And with the Five of Wands, I'm seeing that it's possible that they'll have some kind of like physical or mental, let's say, issue that is not necessarily normalized by mainstream society, that's just part of who they are. But yeah, I can't think of a good word. I don't want to say like limitation or issue, but that's the closest word that I can gather to that.
Are we talking like commitment issues, or are we talking schizophrenics?
I don't think it will be anything incredibly extreme, but they may have a mild physical or medical limitation or some type of, it seems fairly low grade mental health thing going on. And, you know, I mean, I'm familiar with how comedians are. So.
It's like, yeah, we're all depressed.
It's like there's usually a mental health thing going on.
And we need one more for clarification, honey. Make it five.
To laugh at that, but okay.
Yay!
So, all right, let's see what comes up with this. So the final card I pulled is the Nine of Hearts. And the most specific thing I could tell you is that once this connection is forged, there will be a great deal of emotional connection, affection, probably a level of this that potentially neither of you may have experienced before in the past. There will be a big kind of emotional, it seems like almost blockage, sort of clearing and opening and a centeredness possible in that relationship that will be really strong.
All right, let's cut to the chase. Is he going to be Jewish or not?
Yeah. Ah.
Honestly.
Is he circumcised or not?
Honestly, I think things like that, based on a person's preference and a person's individual boundaries and stuff like that, like I said, I can't necessarily pull cards about it because... If you know you have a type or if you know you have preferences.
I'm kidding.
You know. So it doesn't make sense to me to try to answer that question.
I'm just goofing around.
All right.
It was either that or how big's his dick. So I had to do one or the other.
Maybe that's what the nine.
That's what the
nine. Maybe that's what the nine was.
Oh, but you're like turning your head at that.
Oh, no. I was just
nine's
thinking.
Too much for you or what?
I was just thinking, older man that I will definitely run across. So that's nice.
And by the way, older man that does have limitations. This is what Jello looks like.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can see we look nothing alike.
You guys both have the same beard.
No, stop it. Do I look like, and nothing against him, he's a very attractive man. I don't look like him.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly. Although I did post this picture with me, him, and Jonathan David, and captioned it triplets.
It's all the same beard.
That's all the same. We're all trying to cover our double chin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Is that the secret? Grow a goatee that looks like a
vagina? Paul's doing the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah, that's it. Well, you were heavier, you know.
Yeah, but I didn't grow facial hair. I just put on makeup.
Okay. And also the little person stripper I was thinking of was Viva La Muerte. I don't know if you know her. I'll show you a picture of her.
No, but long live death.
Yeah, exactly. So do we have time? I mean, this show has gone by so fast.
Yeah.
Do we have time for one more reading?
Please. Yeah. Yay.
Okay. Can I do a reading, or did you want to do the cyber reading?
Could I do the cyber reading? It sounds interesting.
I think we should let Mark have a reading.
Okay, deal. Come on, Mark.
That's Viva La Muerte, by the way.
All right, let's hear you do it, Mark.
Okay, so...
So now we got to switch.
Okay.
Oy vey.
And oddly enough, who I was curious about just popped up my Twitter feed, oddly enough.
Ooh.
So maybe that's energy.
Synchronicity.
And a talk while I'm... switching seats.
Okay, Mark and Mia are switching seats. Mark, do you know what color you're going to pick?
Sorry?
Do you know what color you're going to pick?
I'm going to do the cyber reading.
Sweet. Oh, that's right. Cyber reading.
All right.
As long as I get to see a cyber reading, I'm happy.
maybe after the show we'll do a cyber reading if Irene's up for it. Or you'll be drained, or your energy will be drained, or something.
We'll see. We'll see
where you're at. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, same process of choosing the filters at the beginning. I'm going to kind of focus this on you, and first we're going to kind of.
Do I look at you, or do I look at the camera?
For right now, you don't have to focus anywhere in particular because I'm not recording you. I'm just choosing the filters, but I'm just kind of like honing it in on your energy.
Okay.
Okay. So first filter. I'll say go, and then you tell me to stop.
Got it.
Go.
Stop.
Okay. Second filter, which is kind of more glitchy 3D effects, go.
Stop.
Okay. Third filter, which is going to be light leak effects, go.
Stop.
All right. Once again, light effects, go.
Stop.
Okie doke. I'm going to throw one more filter on there for you. Just for the hell of it.
Bonus.
All right. Go.
Stop.
Okay. And then the last one with the dust specs. Go.
Stop.
Okay. Cool. All right. So now this is the videoing portion.
Mm-hmm.
I will say rolling. And after I say that, I would like you to tell me just in a couple quick sentences what you'd like some more information on, okay?
Okay.
All right, rolling.
Well, surprisingly, I met somebody who I was very much have a crush on, and I think it's reciprocated, which is very surprising to me. I want to know if I should keep pursuing this. Also, if not, if love will come my way in 2020, or at least some action.
All right, so just give me a couple
seconds here to focus on the video.
We all wanted to know about love.
Yes, we all wanted. Yes.
Another ad?
We're all lonely.
Yes.
Yes, yes. That's for Spy Associates.
Brought to you by that vegan restaurant that actually sounds pretty good.
Do me some cooking anytime
really
you want to go.
Damn good.
Yeah, it's really good. The biggest flautas I've ever had.
Damn.
It's good stuff.
All right.
Chili cheese fries are great.
Okay. So.
And it's on Vine?
Fountain and Vine.
All right.
Doomies Home Cooking. And the wait's, it's dark, it's really goth, and they have tables with like, yeah, it's great. The service is terrific. Wait staff's always great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm looking at your video here.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like more communication is needed in this particular situation to make sure that you and this individual are really truly on the same page.
Right.
That is kind of one of the strongest initial things coming through for here. And it's interesting because I'm also seeing a thing similar to what was going on with Hannah about boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I think you used to be a person who used to approach boundaries a little more chaotically. I think mm-hmm. now you're a little more grounded and centered in where you're coming from with romantic and dating situations, and you have gotten a little more respectful of things like that. But I think sometimes when the pendulum swings with qualities like that, sometimes we go over to that side of like not necessarily like pushing towards an opportunity at all when one
okay.
may exist.
All right.
So that's kind of telling me like don't second guess yourself if you do really strongly feel that the connection is there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, interestingly enough, again, very strongly, there really is a connection coming through about this person, like, on a spiritual level, on something that's on level beyond material things, career, things mm-hmm. like that. There's some kind of really higher connection about this. And maybe that's a side of yourself that you've been, like, again, getting a little more in touch with and mm-hmm. getting a little more balanced with lately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons for attracting, like, certain types of connections and your interest in this particular one as
right.
well.
Right.
But, again, really what's central here is kind of, like, the need for deeper communication. Listening to like this sounds really weird out of context probably, but listening to like sensory input about this situation and about this person that is not concrete necessarily. It's like you're using other parts of your understanding to understand this connection and this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, like, you have a really strong energy usage, like with your voice, with your words, like you work professionally
mm-hmm.
in those realms, but it's like connecting with other aspects of yourself beyond that
right.
that come into play here. And I'm also seeing, you know, deep down within this, probably the final main thing I'm going to say about this is a need to look at some of the things you may still be carrying around with you that are not necessarily fully healed from other relationship experiences or mm-hmm. connections or dating or anything like that. And consciously asking yourself either, like, how am I going to try to heal this, or what am I trying to fulfill here, or how can I address that a little more consciously on level with myself so that I can bring more to my relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense at all?
it makes a lot of sense. There's, you know, I we have, you know, we haven't really communicated one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And but we have been alone and communicated one-on-one. But last time I saw her, like she hugged me harder and longer than I've been hugged for a long time.
Aww.
Which was,
your eyes are all watery.
They are.
Well, as when I had a crush on you, she's hyper super smart, which is what's really really attractive and physically amazing. Now she's, you know, so I don't know, and she seems to, this seems to be, I'll tell you what happened in my last relationship. I went out with a girl who was great. She thought I was amazing, and mm-hmm. she would praise me and praise me and praise me and praise me to the point where I saw what the rest of the world was seeing and what she was seeing, and I couldn't reconcile it.
Mm. That's a thing.
So
the self-love thing is
so you're saying, so if I can get past that,
yeah,
this has a chance.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely think that's a big part of it, and kind of, yeah, sometimes you have to like be your own best friend or fall in love with yourself first before you reach out.
And I think I've gotten past it, but you know,
be your own manther.
Exactly. Yes.
I love it.
That'd be a good teacher.
Well, we have to end with that. That is too perfect.
Yes. Anna.
Anyway, Irene, that was so great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. When are you going to be doing readings next?
Oh gosh, really at this point in time, my main once a month gig is at a wonderful witch and occult themed burlesque show that happens once a month called Bell, Book, and Candle.
At the El Cid, right?
Yes. I believe the next one is taking place on Wednesday, February 19th.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I just missed it.
Yeah.
So I live very close, so I will mm-hmm. definitely be at the next one.
Yeah, definitely check it out. I think you would get a huge kick out of it.
Bob Joe would love it.
Bring what's her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, date night.
Yeah.
It's a popular date night for a lot of folks.
We'll see what happens. So, and if people want to get a hold of you for all sorts of reasons, how do they get a hold of you? And do the whole thing. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Okay.
This is going to take a while, Mia, but we're going to get to you.
All right. So I do basically my two main things. I have an Instagram. My Instagram handle is Divinatrix Coaching. I do like small business consulting that's typically focused on kind of metaphysical type businesses and wellness type stuff. And I do offer, you know, one-on-one, like, not necessarily at a public event, intuitive readings as well. You can schedule me for home organization where I hold a trash bag and yell at you.
A lot of people are
into like the Marie Kondo type thing.
Hoarders is a scary show.
It really is. It makes you clean your house.
Right.
It does. If I need motivation, I'm like that.
Yeah.
I think I need it because I bought Hannah some Friday the 13th pajama pants for Christmas. And I had a guy clean my house, and I can't find him. So I got to dig through the closet and the whole thing. It's somewhere. It's there somewhere.
Yeah.
It has to be, unless you stole it. But whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. Ahead. So that's my Insta, and then I also have a website. The main link is irenazaradance.com, and I do. If you scroll down the main page, it has a link tab to my separate Divinatrix Coaching page. So
are you gonna be dancing anytime soon?
I mean
professionally.
I was asked to do a show that runs monthly, and it's kind of floating, and I haven't agreed to the date yet. The Middle Eastern dance show is called Moonlight and Stars, but I haven't agreed to a specific date yet for some complex reasons. But probably coming up within the next like 2-3 months, you can find me there. And
is Hugh G. Boner Killer coming back?
I would really love for Hugh to come back. I haven't like found a place for Hugh to come back, but I've been saying for months now that I'm just going to take Hugh to like Hollywood Boulevard and do that kind of thing.
That's her
with
mime
Taurus.
Burlesque character.
Yes, that's my mime character. So
Irina Zara dance.com is the ground central for
yes, and then there's a / Divinatrix coaching that's a separate subpage on there for all my info on.
Thank you so much for
thank you.
It's always the best.
You. Yeah,
and Mia, tell everybody what you got going on.
You can find me at Mia fucking Mars on Instagram.
I love it.
When's your next show? I know you're doing mics.
I've got a show tomorrow at the Sycamore Tavern.
Okay.
I have a metal show on February 15th at the Good Night in the Valley.
What kind of metal show?
What's her face? Christina, her last name is escaping me. She works at Flapper's Cute Girl from Nebraska, little metalhead. She hosts it.
I like the Good Night. I might stop by.
All right.
And I might stop by the Sycamore Tavern, too.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, Mia Mars. Mars. And that's
wait, I got to promote my own damn show like an idiot.
Please.
I have a show called the Badass Bitches Comedy Bash at the New Profanity on La Brea.
The New Profanity?
New Profanity. It's actually really interesting place. It's just a pink and yellow building that sells things only made by local artists.
Ooh.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, if you like drag queens, you're golden. If you like death, you're golden. If you like profanity.
Well, what about dead drag queens?
Dead drag queens.
Yeah. I get it. Anyway,
drag
Hannah,
queens live forever.
Hail Hannah Bach 666
mm-hmm.
on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And any fan shout outs? Anything you want to say?
And just thanks to everybody that has reached out to me, especially this past week. It's been phenomenal listening to the show and helping us promote it on Facebook and Instagram. Just thank you guys.
Oh.
She gets all the fan mail. And I'm goth comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.